adventurers. I am your player. My name is Michael DeMauro. My pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Nika Howard.
Oh, hey. My pronouns are Red Roofin, Holiday Inn, and she, her.
Mike Bachman.
Hey, everybody. Three loads in. It's Mike Bachman. He, him.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are he, him.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hello, everyone. My pronouns are she, her.
And special guest slash game master, Pat Edwards.
Hello.
Pat, how many loads are you in, buddy?
I mean, hey, that's long enough, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
My pronouns are he, him, and that a gentleman never tells, Michael.
Yeah. Oh, it's so true.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so we are here because of our good friends at Eldritch Foundry, one of the best custom mini design engines out there. You can design your own minis, have them 3D printed and shipped to you. They also like to create stories and content around their minis, and they reached out through a good friend of mine, Katie, who is their head of marketing, and they wanted a winter holiday themed adventure that could showcase some of their mini designs. So we're here today to play a heavily modified version of the short adventure I wrote called How We Saved the Grateful Gathering.
Amazing.
So you should go to eldritchfoundry.com/gratefulgathering. You can download the whole adventure for free. We are going to do a modified version of that tonight.
So cool.
Made to kind of fit in with your characters that you're playing in the Greetings Adventurers campaign.
And you go to Eldritch Foundry, and then if you use the promo code at checkout, Geekly10,
yes,
you get 10% off your very first order, and I think we get a kissy on that on the back end, so.
You do.
Go around there, poke around there, and get yourself something nice. Geekly10.
And if you're listening to this in the spring, for whatever reason, go ahead and try it, because they told me it's going to be up indefinitely, that code. So
hell yeah.
Well, you'll have it for next time.
Last time,
the jokester gave us this snow globe, I think.
And there is a flash of blinding white light that encompasses your vision.
What the hell?
And the next thing you know, you are falling. And then there is a thump as the five of you land in the back of a wagon.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Who the fuck are you? This is called Winter's Mercy. It's a kind of a large region that is completely encased in a magical dome of ice. And nary a soul has been able to come or go from the dome in nigh a millennia. You're not from the world of Ood? Are you familiar?
Ood?
What the fuck's an Ood?
Where are you going? Because I'm cold.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to eat? Do you have games on your phone?
And so there's four towns around this ring, and every year they have a holiday, and it's the eve of this holiday called the Grateful Gathering that takes place over the course of a week where they travel around to the four towns and celebrate in each town. So they kind of have some people take the packages, take the bags, and you all are getting weird looks from a lot of the townspeople.
So the Ice Knight was very much a real person. He saved us. They saved us all. They, you know, sacrificed. We still have their armor from 1,000 years ago. And
can I have it?
Old Claude over there is going to wear it at the ceremony tomorrow and hand out presents to the kids. Thanks to you all for bringing the presents.
You nail him. You nail him good. Back of the head, knock him over, falls in the snow. Other kids are laughing at him. He gets up. He first looks like he's like ticked, but then he kind of shakes it off.
Ah, you know what? I deserve that. You got me. I'm Wyatt. My dad's Cedric. My dad's teaching me some stuff about magic.
What's that kid's problem?
Standing before the shocked and terrified crowd is none other than the mythical villain known as Baron Coldbones.
Holy shit.
He points his cannon at the Ice Knight armored Claude de Millibels.
Happy gathering, Ice Knight.
Roll initiative, please.
Inwin, I want you to go first, baby girl.
Oh, thanks. I love going first.
Man, I'm gonna blast the hell out of these guys.
I hate these bitches.
He just melts and drops, and his cloak and his cane and his cannon just kind of drops, and all of the snow toadies that are still there just like immediately melt into water. The rest of the day, because in the morning, it's kind of a mixed bag of emotions, and people kind of fall into a couple different camps. there are people who choose to focus on being grateful and happy that the day was saved and making the most of it. That's kind of like, in the face of adversity, we're going to have fun. Because there was harm done. There were casualties of the little creatures chasing after other people and civilians. There are those who have decided, fuck this, we're done. And they're packing up and they're going home. And they're not going to continue on the sort of pilgrimage around the circle of Winter's Mercy, around the frozen lake. And they're just going home and they're calling it. The mayors are kind of split. Kaz, Barleycorn's all for keeping it going. Again, his whole thing is like, joy in the face of adversity. We are resilient. And Mayor Shelter, they are for precautions. We should consider postponing. Mayor Josephine, she's like, I think we should continue on with the festivities. She always has a drink in her hand too. She's like, we should always.
I would like to start clapping, Pat.
Slowly?
Yeah, I'm going to start a slow clap.
Poppy shows up and she's doing it too.
Guys, this was a magical day. We can't just stop, right?
The majority, a little more than half, still want to continue on and have a celebration. As everyone is kind of relaxing in the evening and you're having some drinks, you are approached by the mayors, and they do have one glaring issue, and they're wondering if you can help them out with. And Kaz is kind of like,
I've had 30 alcoholic snow cones, so yeah.
Can't thank you enough for what you did for us today. As you might have surmised, it's really important for us to have that ice night. The person who hands the gifts to the kids, like what the kids all look forward to and everything.
Uh-huh.
Claude won't do it anymore.
Pussy.
What? He's like, they were coming for me. They were focus targeting me. I'm not doing it anymore.
They were. They were doing that, yeah.
I think can't believe I just witnessed what a fucking witness, but it looked like the Baron thought that was the real Ice Knight and was going after him. And
is that what happened?
I mean, that's what it looked like to me. I was trying not to get, you know, like bit and chopped up by them little snowmen's.
Wow.
Has this happened before?
No, I mean in the stories. The stories that you tell the kids, they're like the Ice Knight fights the Baron Coldbones and stuff, and they're like nemeses.
Do you wear the armor every year? Do you wear the armor?
Yeah, but that's never happened. You've never been attacked.
So nothing's different this year.
Except friggin' males going missing and attacked, and you got people, you know, strangers falling out of the sky, and you got mythical villains coming to life.
Except for us. I hear what you're saying. Yada, yada, yada.
Basically, what I'm here to ask is, would any of you all be willing to wear the armor for the rest of the celebrations?
Yes.
No.
We're not all going to fit in it.
Yeah. I figured one of you.
You guys seem to have it covered. Roar, Chuck, you guys can take care of it.
Chuck's gut just spilling out from underneath it.
Let me know whoever wants to. I'll tell you right now, whoever wants to wear it. It is actual magical armor. It's not just like a costume, because it was the armor the demigod was wearing that they have now just used as like a costume.
I can bring this back into the main campaign.
That's up to Michael.
What type of armor is it?
Yeah, what type of armor is it?
It is plate armor.
I'm not proficient, but get away, throw in the trash.
Same.
Its magical plate armor provides the wearer resistance to cold damage. As a bonus action, a wearer attuned to the armor can summon a longsword made of freezing magical energy.
Oh, I like that.
The weapon acts like a +1 longsword and deals an additional 1d4 of cold damage on successful attacks.
Rourke, I think you should wear it. But neither of us would typically wear this type, but in my opinion, you're the future.
I appreciate it so much, but I do not think my small body will carry this. I know that I am tall, but I am yet...
What's your strength, baby girl?
So weak. Papa, I am a 12.
12? That's a perfect strength for strutting and stuff.
What kind of armor is it?
It's magical plate.
I mean, neither of us are going to be able to wear it.
Well, then I want to wear it then, just for funsies.
Oh, okay, so now that you know that I can't, you wanna?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Fuck you, child.
Rourke.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put it on, and it almost like slightly adjusts to fit you better when you put it on. It is magical. It is like an actual demigod. If your armor class is less than 18, Rourke, make it 18.
Whoa. Woo! Because I think, like, if you don't have proficiency with armor...
I don't.
It's not that big of a deal. I don't know what it... I forget what it does. I think you have, like, disadvantage on, like, everything.
You would have disadvantage on stealth.
Okay, but it's not like, okay, what's my stealth? Okay, it is +5. I'm actually pretty good at that. Just for funsies, for this game, my AC is an 18.
That's better than 13.
They're definitely not going to, by the way, it's, they're definitely not going to want you to take it with you if you leave.
I don't
it is like
fuck.
Their most precious societal artifact.
We'll kill them all.
But what if they don't know and we create a little, silent image, leaving the armor there, and they're like, thank you so much. And then I steal it.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Boy, do I have bad news for you. When you lack proficiency, you have disadvantage on ability checks, saving throws, attack rolls. That's not a big deal. That involves strength and dexterity.
It's fine.
And you can't cast spells.
Fuck. Okay, never mind. I can't wear it.
Okay, so no one can wear it. That's fine.
Yeah, none of us are proficient in it. Which is fine.
I mean, yeah, they're not going to try to kill us while we're wearing it.
Yeah,
right? we're just, you're just doing it for a ceremonial reason.
Like, legally,
you're not going to kill us, are you,
Pat?
No!
You're not
going to kill us, are you?
I have medium armor proficiency, so if we were being sicko mode about it, like, yeah, Chuck is more used to it, but, like, since neither of us have proficiency, it's binary, right? So, I want the future to do it.
It's up to you if you don't have to. Otherwise, Kaz will just wear it.
No, Rourke is doing it.
Okay. And also, you can, as a bonus action, summon, and like I said, a longsword, a magical longsword that deals extra damage made of magical energy.
Does it look like a big ice?
It looks exactly how you'd picture like a thing called the Ice Knight summering a sword made of freezing magical ice energy. Yes. So you celebrate whatever you want to do through the night.
Another 30 alcoholic snow cones.
Yeah.
Can I, in a non-creepy way, watch the sexy people?
Yes. Sure.
Yeah. With respect.
Do they ice skate on Glacier Lake?
They can, yeah, if you stay close. So their whole so it's a huge lake. It takes up like the middle third of all the land mass.
Yeah, we're on Donut Ice Planet.
Like 1,000 square miles.
Yes, yes. So you can absolutely do ice skating close to the coast. The middle, they consider dangerous. It's quicker, right, to try and go straight across, but it's considered more risky because it's almost like an ice desert, right? There's just nothing out there. So it's safer to go around, but it takes longer. The second day, it's 7 days. There's 4 celebration days, 3 travel days. The second day, you're traveling.
I don't think I can do this for 7 days, guys.
gonna fucking die.
It's an uneventful journey south. This huge, massive, like, caravan of these giant wagons. You can talk to some people. There's special snacks that are reserved for, like, the travel days. Like, these are travel snacks that you only eat kind of traditionally.
We've said it before, but I do legitimately feel like the most dangerous part of this is how much in love we're gonna fall with this area.
And we wanna come back.
There's a brief stop about halfway along the coast. There's this old abandoned lighthouse when it used to be an actual lake, and it's now a tavern. It's called Still Harbor. It's run by an Elkin woman named Runa, and Yarmin stops for drinks there. It overlooks the frozen lake. It's very nice. You play a game with her called Pints and Pennies, where you're like bouncing little coins in the glasses and drinks and stuff.
So back on the other side, you guys, like, do magic and stuff, huh?
Yeah, you could say we're rebels.
Whoa. We have a cause, though.
We're kind of starting a revolution. It's a little underground, but if you want to be a part of it, we can get you in at the ground floor.
I'm a loner.
That's what everyone says. We have some lone wolf branches if you want to start your own franchise.
That's true.
For a long time, the resistance was several cells of only one people.
Yeah.
I swear you're not going to tell anyone about us or we'll leave you here.
That's true.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Like, while we're at it, I guess we just should just be just honest, right?
And while we're at it times three, we're like 800 feet off the shore in the ice thing, probably holding like big mugs of like alcoholic hot cocoa and bundled up with big old scars and stuff like that. Like, we'll leave you here, bud. I'll kill you.
Screech takes out his notebook and he's like, let me draw a picture of you saying you're going to kill the king.
Yeah. And I know we're coming on pretty strong, bud, but like we've kind of gone through some stuff with the OT, and as you can see, certain neck chafes don't need to fill in the lines, but we saw that you did spells as well, so that's why we are trusting you quicker.
Whoa, that was a simple magician. I'm the head. I don't know if you heard this. I'm the head magician.
I mean, I'm not referring to the coin from behind the ear, which I do want to know how you did. That is crazy. But the fire that you shot.
It was an arrow.
Insight check, bitch!
Deception roll.
I did bad, but hey, I have a good insight.
I rolled a 20!
Yeah, it was an arrow.
I wasn't really paying attention, so I'm sorry that I assumed maybe...
Probably just shot it so fast that it like looked like it was on fire.
Yeah, that's fair. A lot of things were happening. I apologize for that.
Hey, no worries. And you know what? I'm going to overlook the whole death threat thing, too. No big deal. We could be buds.
I don't think it's fair to say it's a death threat.
Death promise?
So you get to Embervale.
Can we kidnap Wyatt?
Can you what?
I want to bring him with us. Yeah.
Yeah. They're coming with the kids. Now, Rourke, the kids are going to be... Here's the thing, Rourke. You're always going to have kind of kids around you now at this point. Because you're wearing the Ice Knight armor.
Ugh.
Who gives out presents.
I do not remember this, and I do not like it, and I get frightened every time I see a child.
And they keep telling you what they want and what they're wishing for.
Let's give the Ice Knight a couple feet. Don't sit on their lap, all right?
What is my silence?
What's your lap score?
What is my lap score? How do I figure that out, Pat?
Yeah, Pat.
How sittable is my lap?
How sittable is Rourke's lap?
I feel like that would be, it's like, it's like a physical trait, but it also has to do with like the vibe you're giving off. So it's almost like you average your charisma and your, I'd say constitution and charisma, an average of the two of them. Cause like,
those are literally my best stats.
Okay. Cause you gotta like, yeah, constitution, you gotta, you know, support all these kids. Or
I thought you said you don't listen to the podcast.
seven divided by 3.5 is my average.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. So Embervale is much larger than Hazel Bluff, the town you first were in. And it's kind of the size of where it's not quite what you would call a city. It's like between town and city, right? It's kind of big town, very small city. And one thing you notice about it is there are these tall lamps all around it that 12 feet in the air, and they give off heat. It's very warm, actually. It's very comfortable inside the city limits. The snow's all melted, and it's like warm, say comparatively, but it's like the average temperature just walking around the streets is like in the upper 60s as opposed to everywhere else where it's down, and they got these tall heat lamps.
Balmy in here.
Yeah. This is Mayor the Wargast, the automaton mayor shelters town. Mayor Shelter, they've been mayor here for almost 100 years. So, similar to the way things were, you know, intended to go at Hazel Bluff. There is celebration, there is presents, there's feasting. There is one thing, however, that's a bit of an issue is, and Mayor Shelter is like, hey, come here. And Mayor Shelter's like, I don't suppose any of you are versed in skills of entertainment. We do a talent show every year, and we're very light on performers because a lot of them have gone home with the unpleasantness.
What do you need?
You, amazing. Would you like to perform?
I'm pretty good.
You know it.
I'm actually like a professional. I'm actually head performer of my group of performers.
Yeah, you go ahead and do a little magic.
Yeah, you.
Show
yeah, you know what? You
I'll watch.
Hey, how about you two take it away?
I want N1 and Rourke to make persuasion rolls.
Okay, 25.
12. Boo, 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 boo.
To N1, like, let's go with you and as the opening act, and you to Rourke as the headliner. That seems like an appropriate course of action. Just my instinct.
Rourke looks back at Chuck. I did good, Dad.
Maybe we can get that switched around, and then I pull a coin from behind his ear and present it to him.
Wow. Oh.
Wow.
Politics. Yes. No, you reaffirmed my assessment. Thank you. Lord, you go on at 7.
All right.
Feel free if you want to just give me like a little role play, a little theater of the mind. What do you do for your act?
And when you're the opener, that's so important, actually.
That's very stressful. No pressure.
And when gets, what was the little dear boy's name? Wyatt. He gets Wyatt and he puts him in a sequins outfit. And he's doing all kinds of tricks. He's like seeming like Wyatt's levitating. He's putting him in a big wooden box and sawing it in half.
This is pretty good.
He's doing some close-up magic. He's doing card tricks. I'll just go ahead and roll performance.
Rourke, if you want to run away right now, that's totally fair, because that card, I don't know how the fuck he knew about that card. I might have to bash his brains in. He might be a demon.
That's a 16 for performance.
God damn, that's a good roll. Oh, add a d4, baby girl. Add 2 d4s, actually.
Oh.
I would have cast Emboldening Bond, and I am, against my better judgment, guidancing you.
Dirty 20, baby.
Nice. So, yeah, no, it goes over pretty well. The kids are all really into it and enjoying it. The adults are, you know, for the most part, positive. Cedric, you know, I gotta say, in a world in existence where we can conjure real things magic, you could argue it almost takes more skill to do like an illusion without actual magic. Like, so I respect what you do in that. Yeah, it's good.
I use my illusionary magic, invisible magic hand to pick his pocket.
How does he do that? This guy's a carny.
I might have to kill this guy.
You roll sleight of hand against my passive.
21.
You find a little book.
I take it.
Okay. We'll come back to that. Rourke, what do you do for your act?
I start by bringing all of the children up close, and I set them down front, and I say, children, I want you to focus on the thing that makes you happiest. And so then I go up and I pick out, I literally, like, almost like she is plucking the thought from their head, like, goes up and pulls from each of their foreheads in a very, like, little, like, bah, 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 like, nutcracker. I don't know why I'm thinking of, like, the Sugar Plum Fairy.
This is wonderful.
And through that is, like, throwing up and making these and doing, like, these, like, very cool, like, shadow puppets through, like, the candles that are, like, set up in front and everything. I got a 23 on my performance.
Add 2 d4s, baby girl.
24.
28.
The crowd just like erupts in applause. It's the best talent show they've seen.
Amazing.
It's the best show they've ever seen in one of these, this generation.
And then I give each little kid a little pat on the forehead, and I tell them all to be good little beings and obey their authority figures, unless they are doing something that is corrupt, and then they should speak out and riot against them.
I love that whole thing verbatim.
Yeah.
So you kind of saved the day in another way today.
The spirit of the holiday.
Yes, absolutely. It goes incredible. So this day, also known as brunching day, goes off great. And then
I love this place. I don't want to leave.
I've moved on for Chuck not wanting to leave to Tim not
wanting
to leave.
Yeah, I know. I want to go there.
It's like I want to kill myself.
It's like when we were presented with the idea of going on a vacation and we got so excited and didn't want to stop doing it. Like we want to go. We want to live in a little Hallmark movie for a long weekend of the cabin, and the snow, and the meaning of the holidays and mistletoes, you know, all that good stuff. Hot chocolate.
Like a week ago, I got super excited about smoking cigarettes, and this is so much better than
what?
That.
Why?
To be a carny. I was
in the game. I was like,
in the game.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The day after is another travel day because you're traveling from Embervale to the small, secluded town of Frost Hollow, which is nestled inside a forest. So now you're traveling around the south coast of the frozen lake. You come to a point about halfway. You can see there's actually a river, a frozen river branching off from the lake, and there's a bridge over it. It goes south, and it's explained to you that if you just follow it south, actually, there's the little valley it dips down into. And there's this place called Silent Falls, where it's like a frozen waterfall that goes into a little lagoon, into this little mini mountain. And then there's an old windmill. And basically that old windmill, and there's like a cave system, is explained to you. Thagmir, the old goblin man, is talking to you about this, and he explains that that has kind of been repurposed as a library and a bit of a mage school, where the small handful of people that do have magical properties, very few of them in Winter's Mercy, that's where they go to study. And that's where he learned, and that's just a little bit south. Enwin, the little booklet you lifted, if you take a moment to review it when you're in private, it's like philosophical musings on the ice dome and its nature and how to possibly break it or get out of it, and postulating, are there gateways inside of Winter's Mercy somewhere that could take someone out of here? And what would it take to activate said gateways? So the day's travel, again, relatively uneventful, just beautiful scenery. It's very, very picturesque. Lots of beautiful pine trees. You have the lake, very still. Not really much wind or anything, right? Because there's not air blowing through.
Right. Nothing gets through the ice dome.
It's a little bit different because a lot of people bailed and have just gone home. But in a normal holiday, most of the people are making this pilgrimage around. And like, it's very skeleton crews in the different towns that hang back.
It's the holiday.
Yeah. It's the most important holiday of the year. So you get to Frost Hollow, the smallest of the towns. And again, it's surrounded almost completely on 360 by trees. And it's kind of in this little clearing. You meet Devari Karn, who is this elderly goblin woman, the mayor of it.
This is the one that didn't want to show up.
She's old and she just wasn't up for the trip. She's very pleasant. The festivities in Frost Hollow are kind of muted on purpose. This is meant to be kind of a chill out before the big finale on the last day. They set up a ton of like bonfires, and it's meant to, you're supposed to hang around, sip tea, chat, and relax.
Guys, I'm not kidding. When I got here, and when I said I would kill anyone that tried to keep me from my home, I'm the opposite now. I'll kill each and every one of you and myself and try to take me out of here. I swear to God.
Yeah, what if we just stayed?
Well, yeah, what is back?
What is waiting for us there? Nothing.
They've got wards here.
Yeah.
I guess
technically they have a lack of orphans because they have no war, but
we can fix that.
Does my family need me, really?
It's too cold here.
So, very quiet day, evening in Frost Hollow. There's some rumblings in the wood. They were low on wood for the fires.
I'll get some.
You go volunteer, you chop down some trees. You actually meet, while you're out there, these little sprites, these little snow creatures that look like the snow toadies, but they don't have the tusks. And Thagmir, the weird goblin wizard, who's also kind of just hanging around you guys, He explains, actually, you know, like, they're not inherently bad. They're kind of these neutral sprites that we see sometimes. And they kind of they bond sometimes to another being, and they take on attributes.
Like me, probably?
Yeah, if they were to bond to you, like, they would take on attributes of you. So if you was a good feller, they'd be good little fellers.
How would I try to entice them? Theoretically.
Oh, I honestly don't know. I've never seen it actually happen before, but that's, yeah.
Hey.
Michael, can Tim have a little pet snowman?
I mean, I think it would melt when it came to back to the real world.
Yeah. Yes. So yes is your answer.
So yeah, sure.
Wow.
The next day is, again, day 6 of 7. You're traveling to Shiver Hill. It is the second largest town. It's in the northeast corner of the dome. It is a town that's built up against the base of the one sort of largest mountain in the dome. There's a big tower at the top of it. This is supposed to be the grand finale. Big celebration. It culminated in people go up to like the lighthouse, the tower, and do like a magical light show kind of on the glacier plains and everything. So as the caravan, though, is making its way north, you hear shouts and screams.
Oh, that feels bad.
Is that good?
And suddenly you see 5 sleighs made of ice pulled by horses made of snow that seem to materialize out of nowhere. A bunch of the sleighs are filled with snow toadies, and one of them has Baron Coldbones again, and it reformed.
Oh, shit!
What? We already got this guy!
God damn, he never leaves.
Fucking kidding me?
They come up alongside, and they're throwing hatchets and throwing, like, slush balls, and he's shooting his cannon, and then you hear screaming, and they scream by you. And I'll let everyone take one action if they want, like a popcorn thing.
Okay.
But you see little Wyatt Sunborn in the sleigh with Coldbones, and he's screaming for help.
Whoa.
And Coldbones yells, "Bring the Ice Knight to the tower if you want to see the kid again."
I mean, to be fair, that kid was kind of a turd.
Is that kid an orphan?
He's the mage's son.
Yeah. Not interested.
How many bad guys are we looking at here?
A bunch. It's kind of similar to as it was when you saw him before. It's Coldbones.
But there's a kid there now.
Don't kill
him. So
the
I can't
kid.
Just do fireball. Okay.
And they're going fast. They're just hauling these snow horses and ice sleighs.
14 to hit.
You hit one of the sleighs.
Are you guys ready for me to bust out a new spell?
Always.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready for me to cast Ralothim Psychic Lance?
What the fuck are you saying?
Race.
Holy shit.
It's time to unleash a shimmering lance of psychic power from my forehead.
I've never heard of this spell.
I haven't either. But I like it because it targets one creature from a distance. Mm. So that later I can twin it.
This sounds like some Tasha shit.
I think it is. Yeah. Oh, the only thing is he has to make an intelligence saving roll. And he might be smart.
Okay.
But I guess we'll see.
No, intelligence is like a really good thing to
do. Is it? Okay. Yeah. All right. Intelligence saving throw for Mr. Baron Coldbones. Otherwise, I will shoot a lance of psychic power from my forehead at him.
15.
Ah, the save is 15. All right, so you still take half the damage.
Okay.
So you're going to take half of 7d6 of psychic damage.
Okay.
That's rad.
That's great for me. 6, 12, 18, 22. So 25 psychic damage. So 12 psychic damage.
Okay.
So yeah, so Celine just like out of nowhere, just like kind of like stands with her like hands like out, and
yeah.
She closes her eyes, and then just like this like beam of light shoots from her forehead like right towards Baron Coldbones.
When it does hit him, the damage it does take, you see him slump over.
Oh.
And then you see this almost like colorful aura kind of materialize around him, like,
oh,
they like conjure around him this colorful aura, and he kind of like sits, kind of like someone's like pulling him back up. Mm. And he sits back up, and he's like, ha ha, and he takes, and he's like back at it again. It's like, it's really quick.
Okay. Well, I don't like that.
Who's pulling the strings?
Who's doing it?
and they take off.
It's that kid. It's a fucking kid. Let's kill that kid. Oh, they're gone.
Yeah, now they're like hauling. They're going faster than your like buffalo things are going.
Where are they going to?
They're heading towards the place you're going, Shiver Hill, and he yelled out that he wants the Ice Knight to meet him at the tower at the top of the hill.
Well, that's you, Rourke.
A few hours later, in the early evening, your caravan pulls into Shiver Hill. This is Mayor Josephine, who you'd met, the kind of stoic half-elf woman in the fine clothes. This is her town, and people leap into action. Mayor Josephine Bloom rushes to the officials of her town that she left in charge for the preparations while she was gone. She asks if anyone has seen signs of Cold Bones, who had absconded and taken off with Wyatt. And no one says they've seen anything. Cedric, he makes a beeline for you all, and specifically Rourke, who's in the Ice Knight armor.
No.
And says, we've got to go up the hill. We've got my boy. And he asks for the Ice Knight.
Yeah.
So we got to get it up there. If you want to give me the armor, I'll wear it. I don't care.
I mean, you're probably honestly better at it. It's not that I'm scared. I don't want you to get the impression that I'm afraid to do this, or that like I can't handle it. But I do think if you're more apt to be in armor, I think you should be in the armor.
I've never worn armor. I'm a wizard mage, but I'll do what I got to do.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. I give it to him.
So he doesn't actually put it on. He kind of like balls it up and kind of slings it, kind of packs it together, and he starts walking toward the mountain.
No, you gotta put it on.
You kind of gotta put it on.
Jesus. Wow, God, you're kind of bad at this. Okay, let's help. We'll help you.
This guy doesn't know what he's doing.
I don't think he does. God, can we? Let's go.
It's too late. We fucked it.
Let's go.
Could we, like, make a snowman and put the armor in a snowman? Like a hay boy kind of situation?
Hay boy sounds pretty good right now. A deciduous tree boy?
A pine needle boy?
A coniferous tree boy?
Maybe we're overcomplicating things.
I think let's go get your boy back. Let's bring Wyatt home.
Hey, the only hey boy we'll have is when you say hey boy when we rescue your son.
So you're all going to go? Is anyone wearing the armor? You're putting it back on or you're just bringing it?
No, if any of us wear armor, we can't do anything.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
It's like we're a strong group, but we have some specific weaknesses.
Yeah. Well, hey, Pat, if you want to be like, oh, well, that's weird. It says here that you can wear it if you have medium armor. And maybe someone will take
it. You can wear it regardless of your armor proficiency. Isn't that a thing?
Isn't that crazy that it says that? And
sure.
That you're the one that wrote it and you do whatever the fuck you want?
Yep.
Pat, no. We're going up because we want these MFers to see us in our otherworldly splendor. Like, anyone that has been a villain here probably knows the 100,000 people, right? They have the Grinch telescope, and they're looking down on Whoville, being like, oh, that's the Baker. We're just like some random fuckers. So us, with our outsider fashions, like, they don't have Gap here. Or Old Navy.
No.
Or Banana Republic.
No.
And we're rocking deep with that stuff.
Is there some brave soul from town who just wants to don the armor and come with us?
There is, if you want, there you could find someone.
Just so we have someone wearing the armor?
So this is Barry Bell Wolfsbane, who you've not met before. And she looks tough as shit with her warhammer. She comes up. She is a warden of this sort of sector of the...
Why did I go to the falls of that one guy when you were here? Fuck.
Do you mean warden as in like a game warden as in Parks and Rec kind of thing? Or do you mean warden as in like the D&D 4E class?
Like forest warden, both. Kind of both.
Okay.
She keeps peace. She protects people. She kills monsters. She's tough as shit. She's like, I'll wear the fucking armor.
Who are you? I love you.
I'm Barry Bell Wolfsbane. Toughest motherfucker. Who the fuck are you?
I don't like the language.
What you gonna do about it, wee man?
Well, I'm gonna write a letter to your mayor.
Oh, you can write. Good for you. You didn't look the type.
Yeah, I can write.
So you want? So am I putting on the armor or what we doing? Let's fucking go.
Yeah, you put the armor on. Us, we like to be limber, right? And Chuck does a little bit of stretching. I'm young, by the way. I'm like pretty young, all things considered. That's my daughter. She's 30. She's so young.
He's a cool dad.
Yeah. She's a baby.
I'm a puppy.
He's a puppy boy. And this is Yard Dog.
That's right.
Okay. So Barry Bell puts on the armor. And you all climb up the hill, the mountain. It's not too bad. You get to the top, and you're at the base of this old tower that looks like it's been there since before the dome was put up. And Wyatt is there, unconscious, tied up, and Cold Bones is standing over him.
I don't like that.
He's like,
you can have the boy, just let us go home.
I don't even know who you are. I want the Ice Knight to surrender.
Okay, done.
And Barry Bell in the armor is kind of like, what do you reckon I do?
Surrender.
All right.
He's weak to stabbing.
Hey, yeah, Screech, you're invisible constantly.
Oh, yeah.
How about you jump on the back of... Sorry, Sweet Cheeks. What's your name?
Barry Bell. All
right. This sweetheart, if you get on Barry Bell's back, you could just be a little an invisible little tick man. And then you just jump out and hee-yah. And we'll support you, brother.
Yeah.
And I think that you and you and you can do it, baby. Guys, it's been like 6 days, so go ahead and hit that long rest button because I know I.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry. Yes. Thank you, Tim.
Yes. Oh my God. I was like, I have nothing left, man.
And Scritch and Michael, Santana, and this gal get a D4 added to their shit. Emboldening Bond.
Okay. So you're going to have Screech go invisible, kind of ride on Beryl's back and have her kind of walk forward like she's submitting or surrendering.
Yes, that's a great idea. I love it.
I cast invisibility on myself.
Okay.
Yo, wait, you have magic?
That's crazy.
Wait, you can actually do real magic?
Just a little tiny bit.
Hey, but Michael, before you said you couldn't, wow, what a liar.
Liar.
Feels like you were lying to us.
I'm a liar.
So wait, do you actually not know any real magician tricks? You're just constantly casting invisibility on things?
Yes.
You do that plan. Barry Bell walks forward. Screech, what do you do?
Wait, am I riding on Barry Bell?
Yes, and you're invisible.
So she walks forward, like, up to Cold Bones?
Yeah.
I stab him.
Okay, make an attack roll.
Yeah. A lot. 14 plus 7.
Okay, hits.
Plus a d4.
16.
You do this. You spring the trap. You do it. Cold Bones bellows in pain. He kind of, like, pushes Wyatt down, and he swings with the big cane he has, and it knocks both you and Barry Bell kind of over to the side for a minute. And when you're invisible, and Rourke and Chuck and Celine, before you can do anything or jump in, I want all of you to make for me constitution saving throws.
Okay. You can fuck off. 11.
8. 20.
17.
Okay. Chuck and Rourke, you take 21 force damage and you're knocked prone by a massive gust of wind that comes out of seemingly nowhere, kind of almost from behind you. Celine and Enwin, you take 10 damage, but you stay standing.
What the shit?
And you turn around and see the source of it is Cedric.
Oh, shit.
Wait, Cedric!
What? He's so mad.
Cedric.
Hey, Pat, you misspoke. You said it was Cedric did it.
Yes. Cedric's eyes are glowing with arcane light. So you've got Cedric, you're in the middle. You got Cold Bones, he just knocked over Screech and Barry Bell, and he's going to smash him again. Someone tell me what they want to do.
I'm going after Cedric. His ass is about to get blasted right now.
Why is he doing this?
Okay, but my fireball's just, the radius is so big on it.
Do that psychic lance thing again.
Okay, yeah, I'll do my psychic lance again.
And then twin it, and then hit Barry, Barry the Bones.
Yes.
But Cedric's our friend. Why is this happening?
So again, so imagine Celine does a thing again where she, like, her hands go out, but this time, two beams come out of her forehead in different directions.
Whoa.
And it's an intelligence save.
We're going to do a totally RP fight here. So you're going to describe what you're doing. I'm going to describe what happens to you. You know, so two beams, you hit him. He staggers back. He's used to being the big dog in magic in this place.
This is Yard Dog.
But that's right. Yeah, Yard Dog's here.
And there is, yes. And he's not used to having someone on his level. Yeah. So that hits him and he takes it. And anybody else doing something? Who's reacting? Chuck and Rourke, you're on the ground. And when you take the damage, you didn't knock prone, you did succeed. Is that, are you still invisible?
What? I'm going to try to circle around back and do a backstab.
That's sick.
I do spirit guardians. So ooh. I get knocked on my huge ass. I get up, and then shooting out for me in a 15-foot radius is little, like, radiant fairies flying around me. And then I run up to Cedric, and he has to make a wisdom saving throw, my friend.
All right. I did roll a 17.
I hate you.
Mm-hmm. And he counters, and he tries the wind sweep again on you. Make me another con save till you get knocked back. And your fairies.
You take 7 damage because it's half, so 7. And then another con save. Fuck my butt. 5.
He takes that damage and he immediately counters back, and you get knocked back prone, and you take another 20 damage, 21 damage.
All right, then I lose concentration.
Okay.
I hate you.
Rourke, what are you doing?
Can I touch Wyatt?
You got knocked prone.
I stand up, and then I how far away am I from him?
You're still under 30 feet away.
Okay, so then I use the rest of my turn to move towards him, and then I will cast Bardic Inspiration on, as a bonus action, on Screech.
Enwin, you stab Cedric.
Yeah. So the stab would be a 19 to hit.
Hits.
Kablamo. And then an extra 4d6.
Nice.
23 damage on the backstab.
All right, Screech, tell me what you want to do. Barrybell reacts. She's a seasoned. She knows what she's doing. She gets knocked prone, hit over two, but she kicks her feet out, and she actually trips Cold Bones, who falls down next to you. So the three of you are on the ground. Screech, what are you doing?
I want to roll his head away.
Okay.
It did not appear to me from when he melted previously that head was attached to the body in any meaningful way, so I want to try and roll it away and see if the body stops.
You can make a melee attack and try to do it. You could do a strength to try and...
25.
Okay. Fucking hell. Yeah, you like knock his head and rolls off. He's still moving though. He's like, and now he's scrambling, trying to get his head. His cannon is flailing around and shooting. Edwin, in response, Cedric wheels around with his staff and clocks you.
No.
19 to hit.
Rude.
I don't like it.
I'm sorry.
That hits me.
Okay. You take 17 bludgeoning damage and get knocked prone.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Okay. Someone want to do something? Everyone's free reign again.
I want to cast Bane on all of them. I need all of you baddies, including Cedric. I'm sorry. I know I've been, you know, on his side.
They both fail.
Fail. Okay, yeah. So they going forward, Patrick, minus D4. And got it. That is my turn. I get up, and then I kind of move a little bit forward. I want to get closer to Cedric. That is what chalk does.
You said snowy mountain hill thing. I need you to be very specific with your terms.
Don't ask me to give you numbers, please.
No. You don't need to give me numbers, but are we talking like a mountain that would take like a long time to get down?
Not a long time. You were able to, it was like, I don't know, less than an hour for you to walk up there.
I want to push this head down the mountain.
Okay.
I mean, if you need me to roll an attack or something.
No, you just do it. I don't.
Goodbye, bitch.
It's just a head.
You just do it. And he said, I'll get you, you damn dog.
Well, it's probably getting muffled by all the snow that he's picking up along the way.
And his body's still just kind of flailing around.
Yeah.
Aimlessly. Awesome.
Yeah.
Sick. Is it getting bigger and bigger and bigger?
Yes,
as it picks up
yes,
snow
it is getting
and
bigger.
And rolling
yeah.
towards like a large town.
It destroys the final town, but well worth it to save
or
Wyatt.
It's, like it's just covered up in a lot of snow.
Yeah,
they gotta
love
dig
it
out.
Yeah, they think this is fun, actually.
Edwin, you're on the ground. Nice to Cedric. So you're Celine. Rourke, you're there and over Wyatt. What do you want to do this round?
How does Wyatt look?
He looks fine, unharmed, just kind of unconscious.
Okay. I would like to cast invisibility on him.
There you go.
Great. He turns invisible.
Okay. I would also like to be invisible then. So that way we can keep track of him.
Sure.
Can I shoot a lightning bolt
at
Cedric?
Wyatt?
It's Cedric. Oh.
Yes.
Yes. No.
Do it.
Yeah.
Get him.
That's a dex save.
Get him. Minus D4, bitch.
The dice. No, because that's an 8 with the minus D4, and I rolled a 4 on that.
Oh, no, yeah, that's not good.
It would have been a 16, but with the D4, it's an 8.
Oh, I actually almost gave myself
experts.
Not enough. Wow! That's 30 lightning damage
Whoa.
To Cedric.
Krakow.
You
this is so good.
Burn him to a crisp, and he falls over limp. And with that, the second he does, the flailing body of Cold Bones just falls and goes limp.
What the crap?
Why though?
A little book, a tome falls out of his pocket, and the title reads, How to Conjure Elementals.
What?
How to Win Friends and Conjure Snowmans.
Wow.
What? Did you guys not know that this Cedric was a snowmancer?
The townspeople are stunned. The other mayors, they kind of want to keep it like Josephine and Kaz, and they kind of want to keep it a little hot. They're like, this is really bad. What was he doing? Why? They're very confused. They have no idea. They're like, what? We don't know what the purpose was. What was the purpose? But again, they're incredibly grateful again for what you've done, and you've saved it. And Thagmir, the other, who's now like the senior most mage, mm-hmm. he's able to put on a fucking rockin' light show.
Hell yes. It's like the Northern Lights and cool shit.
I'm on hella mushrooms. I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna have a panic attack.
The Ice Knight armor is kind of packed up and they're in Shiver Hill. So Mayor Josephine, she's like, I couldn't, you know, for the time being, store that in a vault and keep it safe. Mm. Mayor Kaz is kind of in his cup. He's like, I wish you could stay forever here with us.
Is Mayor Kaz sitting on my lap? Oh my god, is he? Like,
and Chuck's like pulling him into his lap.
Oh my god, you're sitting in my lap again. That's crazy.
So Josephine then kind of tries to get you all alone, kind of pull you aside, the five of you. And she's like, you know, I might be able to help you.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, if you're looking to go home.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I think I'm good.
I think we want to live here forever.
Well, guys, I know it is pretty sweet here, but you're actually like concerned about things that are going on back in our world.
My family's dead.
I want to get back home. It's too cold here.
Okay. Well, all right.
I'm with Rourke. That's why I want to go back.
If Rourke's cold, then I do want to go.
I have feelings about my family or anything.
You're not cold.
Can we get some brunch to go?
Yeah, can we get some like goodie bags? Because like, I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night every night for the next 7 months screaming.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. She kind of waves.
I miss you guys so much. Mm-hmm. We have to go from this to the circus? That's crazy.
Yeah,
a circus on fire.
Yeah,
it's literally on fire.
Yeah, maybe we do stay here.
It's the opposite of this.
Barry Bell, who carries the kind of packed up, you can see armor kind of packed up into a wad together, and she follows you, and she's come. And is Edwin actually going to stay? That's fine.
No.
Wait, Edwin can stay. That's unfair.
So we go to like the side of the mountain, and there's like doors built into the mountain.
Uh huh.
And she opens those, and she has Barry Bell set. It's like a vault inside there. She has Barry Bell set, and then she says, thank you very much, Barry Bell. If you could just kind of have a private matter to discuss with our strangers from a strange land, if you could just mayor stuff, you know? And she's like, ah, yeah, I get you. I need a paint anyway. And so Barry Bell kind of stomps off. Mayor Josephine reaches down, and she goes, you know, there are some who say there are ways out of here, out of the dome, and it's something we take really seriously. There's very few of us that know. And she kind of pulls one of the gauntlets free from the Ice Knight armor, and she goes, follow me. And then she leads you back through shelves and storage, and there's valuables, and then kind of into like a cavern system that goes deeper and deeper into the mountain. So you come into a small chamber, and there's actually like a stone archway in the chamber. She puts on the gauntlet, and then summons the sword, sticks it into a notch in the archway, and then it like sparks to life, and like a doorway appears, and you can see through it. It doesn't look familiar. It looks like this kind of wasteland of nastiness.
So that's not where we're going.
That does not appear to be drunk rooms.
Yeah, that's not where we came from. But that looks bad.
It looks outside of the thing.
She turns back and her eyes are glowing red. And she goes, no, that's not where you're going. Holds her hand out. 5 beams of red light emit, 1 from each finger.
That's 25 beams.
You are all immediately dropped dead.
What's up?
The fuck?
What?
Rude. Did she just finger of death us?
Each beam is 100 hit points of damage.
She disintegrate us?
You didn't just say 100 points of each beam, though, right?
Yes, you each take 100 points of damage.
That's more than I have.
RP damage in case anyone is like 49 points or something.
No. I mean, I think we're all dead.
Yeah, I'm dead as hell. Yeah. That's double the hit points I have.
And then the five of you immediately wake up on the ground, sitting up, and you see a circus on fire all around you.
A flaming circus!
I pissed myself.
What the hell?
What the damn?
Oh, god damn it.
Anduin, what'd you do to us?
Slice in my underpants.
I pissed myself.
Wasn't me.
Was that all a dream?
And this is going to be canon, Michael. You can't say no. You each reach in your pocket and you pull out a little wrapped cookie with like a pine tree and powdered sugar on it. That wasn't there before. And if you eat the cookie, it gives you the effects of a short rest. You can't say no, Michael. No, take you back.
Yeah!
and mine has inside of it the deck of many things.
Yes.
Too far.
Too much. And the cookie. Yeah.
It's a little tiny.
And then I fucking eat it, bitch. And I die.
It's a cute miniature deck of many things. It's a deck of many things.
Many things.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Patrick, wait. How did that happen?
Whoa.
That was a dream, wasn't it?
Pat, that was crazy. Or was it? But we got these cookies.
But then where did the cookies come from?
That's so true. Well, Pat, thank you so much for cooking us at this end. You know, I mean.
Pat, thank you so much.
That was a blast and a half shell.
Yes.
Thank you for being great sports.
I love all a cozy holiday special where we're able to, you know. Just absolutely destroy some bad guys.
Yeah. Let loose in the wrong way.
Blast their asses.
I love blasting an ass.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Tell me about it.
So yet again, you can get this adventure for free on Eldritch Foundry.
Yes.
And to remind you, Eldritch Foundry is a custom miniature site. So print off your character. And if you choose to do that, the first time you buy from the site, you can use the offer code Geekly10 and get 10% off.
Yeah.
We get a kissy on the back end, which is really fun. And also, it is people that we have been chummy with for several years.
That's right.
So we are foregoing making money to being like, please, guys.
Support our colleagues.
Yeah, for support our colleagues.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Pat.
Michael, you want to do
Pat, do you have any
Any plugs?
If you want to follow me, I'm at the Pat Edwards wherever there are handles. And my company I co-founded, Storytellers Forge, we're releasing our first book, The Black Ballad. That should be in people's hands. If you backed the crowd for the Backer Kit campaign, you should have it in your hands come March of 2024. It is at the printers for review to be printed and shipped. Shipping should be not a huge problem because we are printing domestically, not internationally. So that should be pretty rad. And yeah, we're really excited because we're actually following that up with a Sunless Crossing, which is where it takes place, setting book. So it's coming.
Sweet. It's very exciting.
And just in case, I suppose, if folks out there are listening to this as one to two shot that are curious, that are Eldritch Foundry fans and just hearing Greetings Adventures for the first time, we are legally the longest running D&D podcast. This is our
continuous.
Yeah.
Fucking 19th year, 12th year, I think.
11th.
100th.
11th year. 11th year.
Yeah, because 2013.
The most famous podcast, D&D podcast you've never heard of.
Check it out. It's called Greatest Adventures. We just started our second campaign a couple days ago. Yeah, we're on
episode. Like a couple years ago?
Yeah, we're on episode 80. So check that out. It's super fun. And thank you so much, Pat, yet again, for being here.
Yes.
Thank you all. You're a delight.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have at D&D Podcast on Twitter, or at Greatest Adventurers on Instagram, if you want to be caught up to date with some of our news.
And if you want to get in touch with us individually, I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I am at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
All right. Well, gosh, everybody, until next week, keep it dicey.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.